unheardnerd.com.
Yeah, yeah. You know what time it is. I'm Misfit. This is Nerdcore Meow. Here we go. Everybody get up. Tune in. The show's about to begin. And every episode is a guaranteed win. Nerdcore Meow straight holding it down. So pick up your sticks and turn down the sound. Weekly achievements, news and cocky snips. And that new favorite, these heads full of shit. Make you laugh so hard that you burst the scene. It's the dopest podcast in the Nerdcore scene. You know what I mean? Lighten up, boys, when they record. Now give it up for the squad from the south to the north. Baja, Chabby, Macy, and Beaker, Baja. It's a classic every time, no matter who stops by. So sit back, relax, this show can't be missed. This is Nerdcore Meow, yeah, when it's bigger than shit. Word. Nerdcore Meow, yeah, when it's bigger than shit. Yeah. Hey yo, Beaker. Start the show.
Dashing through the show with our special guest host, Will. All the topics we cover, you've heard this all before. There's no fucking news, nothing news going on. The VPC is the only shit that you should give a fuck about. Oh, Nerdcore Meow, Unheard Nerd Christmas. Ooh, that's it, that's all I got.
Powerful, powerful
freestyle. That's good, I like it, freestyle.
We got a live performance right there.
That has got to start the show.
That's what it is. That's it, you guys. Like, that's the one.
Welcome to the Nerdcore Meow podcast, everybody. Everybody, having a good Christmas. Hope you're having a good Christmas.
Good Christmas.
Good holidays. Good
Christmas time again.
Hopefully you're enjoying Hanukkah.
Chanukkah. That's for Klopp and Pop right there.
Powerful Hanukkah.
Powerful Klopp and Pop. Powerful Hanukkah. What else we got?
Seven powerful parties.
Seven powerful parties.
We're going to start it off. As we would a regular show. We'd like to say hi to our special guest, Will, from the unheardnerd.com. Say hi, Will.
Hello.
Christmas, Unheard Nerd.
Merry Christmas.
He is British, so he's going to get Christmas like 7 hours before we do.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he gets Krumpus early. The Krumpus comes for Will.
Oh, I forgot to mention Festivus. Happy Festivus to anyone who celebrates Festivus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's Winter Solstice. Winter Solstice was that today, I think.
Yeah, it's today.
I'm gonna be rocking out, making my own pizza at my girlfriend's house on Festivus because that's how I do.
Yeah, are you gonna?
I don't even know what that is. What is Festivus?
Festivus
whoa,
is from
South. Whoa.
But are you gonna do the feats of strength where you have to challenge the head of the household to a wrestling match?
My favorite part, the airing of grievances.
Okay. Yeah, the airing of the grievances is great.
Wait, are you suggesting that I fight my girlfriend's dad on Christmas?
Well, you kind of have to. It's part of the feats of strength.
All right, I'll do it.
Powerful octagon.
You have to put him down.
I'll tape it and I'll send it to you. But what if he pins me? He's a big motherfucker.
Well, then
I feel like he could take me down.
I haven't brushed up on my rules of Festivus, but I believe you have to pin. Someone has to pin the leader of the house before you can eat dinner, or something like that.
Okay. All right, well, I'll get somebody to do it. I mean, he's the largest man in the household, and the rest of them are girls and me. So, all girls against him. I don't think it's going to work.
All girls, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
It sounds like all girls against him.
Fuck you, B. So, we're going to run through some news stories that have happened since our last show. First news story, Chadley does have skinny arms. He also has skinny legs.
They're skinny.
Chadley has skinny, skinny body.
Bro, do you even lift a beer?
Beer does not bode well.
My tree trunk legs, just gonna fucking roundhouse kick you in the face.
I look younger than Justin Bartha. That's how skinny and white I am.
Strawberry's legs are so powerful. Someone tried to cut one and use it for a gift giving tree.
Pretty sure that Strawberry's legs are both like together. One, the girth of one is like 8 of his arms.
It's close.
He's a kickboxer.
I've been telling people that you're actually a kickboxer. So if anybody asks, you're actually a kickboxer.
I actually am a kickboxer.
Once Wayne Strawberry,
dude, me and Hardner took like 4 classes.
So he was in England last time.
Professional kickboxers.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Powerful kickboxer.
Professionals.
Merry Christmas. So first piece of news up is Lex Lingo's new album, Who is Lex Lingo, is out, formerly known as Sketch. This
Alex Lex Sketch Lingo Henry.
This is it. This is the one. This is good stuff.
This was a good album.
If you don't know the Lex Lingo, you don't know Chadley.
I didn't know that was Sketch.
Oh yeah, that's totally Sketch. You couldn't tell?
I didn't listen to it. That's now I know.
Wow.
I'll probably listen to it. I don't like the name, I'll be honest. Lex Lingo. Don't like the name.
I prefer Sketch, but Lex Lingo is more Googleable.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
Lex Lingo sounds slightly sinister. What is it that turned you off immediately, Will?
I don't know. Just I don't like the sound of the name. Lingo.
The word lingo is so not hip hop.
Yeah. That made me think of Lex Luthor and Cunnilingus. And that's not a pretty image.
It's actually exactly where I go to, and that's why I love the name.
Quite right.
I like Kevin Spacey a lot, and I like Cunnilingus, so this is going good in my head.
Everybody's seen that leather lady who the bald weightlifter sticks his whole head in her vagina. It could be a lot like that.
It would be very similar to that.
Yeah. That man, I would, if you could represent that in music form, that is a holiday album.
Well, you know what, Leather Lady and Kevin Spacey, you know, we're calling you out. Come on the show, defend yourself.
Come on the show, bitch, make it happen. There's another new album floating around. Get it? Floating around. Doug Funny's released Head in the Clouds, free album, all stolen beats.
Hell yes.
Lots of Disney material. I think that was the theme here. Good album. MC Lars on that one. Couple of neat guests. Yeah. That's Doug Funny. He's from my neighborhood. Good rapper, good kids. Merry Christmas.
Speaking of Doug Funny, there's a new album, One Up, called Super Nerdcore All Bars. Bars. And that's
bars.
Bars, bars, bars.
That's featuring Doug Funny. Who else is on that one, Chadley? It's escaping me.
I don't remember.
Fantastic,
yeah. That's it.
Metamystics.
No. All right. So, yeah, that album's out. go listen to it. We didn't.
Also a new album out, Hung Mother, Six Licks Part 2. I was generally unaware of Six Licks Part 1. But now that part two is out, I might go check out the other one. It depends on if this one's good or not.
Tongue Mother, powerful Tongue Mother.
Powerful. I like that name. It's disturbing. Like, I feel really grossed out just saying Tongue Mother, but I don't know.
It's kind of the way I felt about Lex Lingo, to be honest.
See? See this?
I don't know. Lex Lingo just conjures an idea, whereas Tongue Mother...
They don't literally use
one of those as a verb and one of those as a noun, and it doesn't matter which. That's directly offensive.
So go collect all those up on nerdcorenow.com. Collect all those albums. Put them in your collect. New single, Adam Warrock. A couple new singles, actually. We got Derby, and then also There and Back Again. This is his last song of the year, so go hit that up. Very powerful songs. And that's Adam Warrock for you.
Oh,
by the way, everyone, just a little update. I got my Adam Warrock shirt, my second one. Beaker, you're right. It is neither Electric nor a lady, but it's a nice shirt.
It's tricky when you see that and you order it and you're like, yes, finally, and reasonably priced, and then you get it. It's like, ha, fooled you. You can't have intercourse with this comfortably.
It's printed on fabric.
Print process isn't comfortable. So Starf also released a thing, Since the World End, 404 Earth Not Found over at Scrub Club. It's neat. You know, it's Starf. He tries, and it's cute. Yeah, he's that neighborhood kid that you don't care if anybody picks on him. You're going to put him on your team. He sucks. Just don't pass him the ball. Tell him he's doing great, you know?
And then you hug him, you give him...
Yeah, Christmas time. Good job, Starf. Your album was good.
You sign him to Scrub Club because he lives near you. You know all those good things.
There's a lot of good things there, and we're proud of you, Starf. Good job.
You know what, Starf? If you were here right now because of that album, I would shake penises with you.
You can't shake penises with Starf. It's some kind of funny. He's like 9.
That's okay, because I'm all 9.
Yeah, but he's got a mustache because of that Spanish blood.
Gross. Have you seen his video? His stalker video?
Yeah.
That's a fun video.
Great. That's also another thing that happened this week.
It's a little bit creepy.
It was a little creepy, but I mean, that's the point, right? He delivered it really well for a kid with no budget and a camera phone. They did all right.
They did it with a camera phone for reals?
I would hope so. Otherwise, it's hard to make excuses
shot,
for it.
Shot otherwise it's on the iPhone.
It's bad otherwise.
Gotta dodge it.
Camera phone good.
Shots fired. Starf, we love you.
Yeah, I believe it was shot and edited all on the iPhone 5.
All on the iPhone 5. Everybody. Well, that's what they're saying. Pretty sure it was the iPhone 3.
I would assume that if it was done on the iPhone 5, it would be better quality.
You would at least have high-definition creepiness.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure that was done on, like, a flip phone.
Why are we picking on Starf?
I don't know. You started it. I love you, Starf. I want to hug you.
Let's talk about 2 Mello and King Phoenix's new one, You're Welcome. Also a single related to The Holocaust That Never Was. Oh, that we need to edit that
out.
You
don't
know that. The Apocalypse That Never Was. Holocaust. It's Christmas time. I don't.
Did you say Holocaust?
I did.
Hanukkah for Cloth and Pop.
I got my mass death phrasing and vernacular confused. We were worried about the apocalypse, and it didn't occur. Goddamn, that was an awful fuck up.
You were the only one that was worried, Beaker.
I was the only one worried. 2 Mello and King Phoenix saved the day by all means possible and necessary. The new single, You're Welcome, is available over at ScLubClubRecords.com.
ScLubClub.
ScLubClub. There's an R in there.
It's a good song. I like it. But I think everyone was a bit disappointed when they realized it was 2 Mello and King Phoenix and not the new Kabuto the Python.
Bum bum. Yeah, speaking of which, Kabuto the Python, get your shit together. We want to hear your shit. You were supposed to come out July 31st, motherfucker. But I love it. And I still want a naked poster of you. Signed.
Merry Christmas, Kabuto the Python. Chadley, you're angling for coal. I'm going to replace coal with dog shit this year. If you keep misbehaving, you're getting dog shit in your socks.
I don't want dog shit in my socks.
Well, then behave.
So why don't, Beaker, why don't you take us over to a musical break?
Well, it's Christmas time again. And I suppose we're going to listen to... Are we listening to Christmas music this week?
We are listening to exclusively Christmas music.
Well, then here comes a new one from the Thought Criminals. I bet you haven't heard this. It's called It's Christmas Again by Kill and Sulfur of the Thought Criminals.
So all of the Thought Criminals. So just
all of the Thought Criminals. Ho, 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 motherfucker.
I don't expect you to believe me.
I know nobody's gonna believe this shit. But this shit is all true, man. I mean, this ain't like no fucking Tim Allen movie or nothing. I'm just saying. Real shit about Santa Claus. It was the night before Christmas and all through the house. One thing was stirring, I was staring down my lady's blouse. When she had fallen asleep and ain't no grief, I strolled outside when she counted sheep. Breathing deep, cold December air, blankets of stars. Getting acquainted with the feeling, can't create in these bars. And the cause inviting maybe go for a ride. When I heard this crazy crash outside, heard something hit the ground, the kind of sound you look for survivors around. And what I found, yo, you wouldn't believe there was a big man sleigh, ain't reindeer, it's Christmas Eve.
Was this happening?
Maybe I'd snap what he said. Then he gave me dap and he said, I'm the only one to save the night. Well, I'm guessing he ain't heard my freight when it comes to heights. But I grab the reins and let's go. Flying off in the stars, still puffing on the endo. But you know I had to grab my boy, cause I'm gonna need backup delivering these toys. So it's off. First up, the house of crack with a big red bag slap on my back. Man, the track and wait, we got work to do. So the Thought Criminal crew was on its way to you.
Ho, 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 motherfucker. It's Christmas again, motherfucker. Holiday cheer, motherfucker. Mad fucking festive, motherfucker. Ho, 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 motherfucker. It's Christmas again, motherfucker. Holiday cheer, motherfucker. Mad fucking festive, motherfucker. So we're like 10 stories in the fucking air. And I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? I'm mad scared. Sean's like, chill, Santa's fucked up. Corn cob pipe, blazing skunks. Look, man. Fuck with that. He says, reach for the cooler. I open it. All pads. Come on, are you serious? He says, look, motherfucker, I thought your body got up in the house of your mother. See your point. Grab a tall boy. He says, you might notice I haul toys. I ain't getting done in this condition. So this year, TC's on a mission. In and out. It's a reverse robbery. First stop, don't be touching my cookies. He's set to grab. Ho, ho, ho. Swag. Ho, 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 motherfucker. It's Christmas again, motherfucker. Holiday cheer, motherfucker. Mad fucking festive, motherfucker. Ho, 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 It's Christmas again, motherfucker. Holiday cheer, motherfucker. Mad fucking festive, motherfucker.
Ho, 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 motherfucker. Merry Christmas, motherfucker. I like that song. I hate Christmas, though.
No, you don't, Beaker. You just got done telling us how much you like it.
No, I hate Christmas. This is one of the worst times of the year for people that have a job.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah, man. Everybody in your family pressures you to not have job. Everybody at job pressures you to remember you have job. Everyone you work with goes on vacation for 2 weeks and leaves tons of shit that needs to get done. Christmas sucks.
Beaker, why did you just ruin the very unheard nerdcore meow Christmas?
Ho, 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 motherfucker.
Okay, so, Beaker, what are you doing for Christmas? If you hate it so fucking much, what are you going to do on Christmas?
I am going to drink.
That's it? You're going to
wake up? Well, no, I'm gonna drink with my family. It's going to be fun. I'm meeting up with all of my brothers and my parents, and we're all hanging out down in San Antonio, where it will be mild and warm enough to go for walking about and we're gonna get powerful San Antonio.
Love me some sand.
It's gonna be fun.
Can you go barefoot in the sand and wear only white pants and a white button up shirt?
San Antonio is a filthy concrete jungle full of needles and Mexicans. I'm not going barefoot anywhere. I'm gonna wear shoes in the bathroom.
San Antonio. Okay, Beaker, I just gotta know, for somebody who is as wealthy as you are, how do you enjoy Christmas? Because anything that you could get for Christmas, you can, anything that you want in the entire world, you buy yourself because, let's face it, you're stinky rich.
Well, this year has been particularly fun for us. Both of my brothers both have kids this year. And so there have been a lot of kids' toys, and I found that I can buy all of these baby toys and all of this stuff, remove them from the packaging, and wrap them for gifts, and then wrap the empty boxes and give those to charity.
Wow.
And Tara and I have really enjoyed, you know, the spirit of giving this year without really giving. And there's also a little fun on the backside because you get to think about it. There's a lesson. Like, we put a card in a few of them. Like, the larger boxes, we put some old shirts and stuff in. And I think one of them had a plastic baggie of dog food because it was, like, appropriate weight. But we put little notes on cards in there that just said, life is hard sometimes. You'll learn this lesson and remember it the rest of your life. Merry Christmas. We're ensuring that some of these children grow up with character.
A grip on reality.
Yes.
Beaker, that's like sending in one of those Operation Christmas Child boxes with nothing but everything it tells you not to put in the boxes.
Well, there are things that they can't accept.
Only guns, like only fake guns.
No, man, just unwrapped soap. Just unwrapped soap.
Soap and guns.
I enjoy giving.
And Bibles.
I enjoy Bibles giving and drives and those mini candy bars you get for Halloween.
Frozen chickens. Oh, man.
Hickory honey
just
hams.
A bunch of food that you have
full
to
ham.
Cook and will go.
Full,
oh,
full
no,
ham.
Dude.
A
just
full
like
bone in.
A bunch of milk to goes.
That'd be awful.
Yeah.
That's it. A bunch of to go.
Why are we on the topic of how to ruin people's Christmas?
Because it's funnier.
Horrible people.
We could do a funny show and talk about, you know, how to make everybody's Christmas jolly and whatnot. But you know what? I prefer to make everybody miserable. That's how I do.
Well, his name is Beaker the Grinch Sullivan. So
that's right.
Solomon?
Yeah, that's right.
What? Powerful, Solomon.
Powerful, powerful. Will, how would you ruin somebody's Excellent. Christmas? What is the best way to do it?
That's probably a good answer.
I could invite him around my house. No, I'm looking forward to Christmas. I don't want to ruin anyone's Christmas. I like it. I've got two kids, little kids, and it's all about them and making sure they have fun.
Oh,
so I like Christmas.
I'm mad jealous because now you get to do the Santa thing, right? Or
I'm not going to dress up. We're playing along with the illusion, yeah, that Father Christmas exists, except like, my oldest is five, and she came home from school the other day and said one of her friends, who is also five, because her parents told her, because they don't want to lie to her. Oh, fuck you.
You went to the school, you punched a little bitch in the face, and then you punched her parents in the face, and that's when somebody's Christmas.
He's from England, not Ireland.
I didn't punch the kid. She's too low down. You have to kick him.
nice.
Bent down there and throw out a disc.
What did you get for your little kids? What'd you get for Christmas presents?
They might listen to this. I don't. I've got. Oh my god. My littlest one wanted this Dora the Explorer backpack, which sounds really shit.
Precious.
You push the mouth on it and it talks, and I mean the program itself drives me fucking nuts. But she's gonna be walking around with this thing on her back, talking all day for Christmas Day.
Yeah, who wants to learn Spanish? Right?
there's a point if you live in the States.
Well, it's just,
yeah, I guess.
No point if you live in UK.
It's good for them to learn a little bit, but she's not gonna learn anything. She's two, and she's got a wicked sense of humour. I found her one night in her sister's bedroom. Literally, her sister was asleep. She's five. The youngest one's two. The two-year-old was in the bed, literally piling every soft toy that we have on top of her sister while she sleeps, trying to smother her. She's fucking two. The other night, I went out there because my oldest was bleating. Like, she was crying. I was like, what's the matter? She's like, Amy's trying to put a pot plant in my bed. Just fucking leave her alone, will you?
Put a what in her bed?
A pop, a houseplant.
Oh.
Not weed.
Why would you try
to... Your two-year-old had weed?
A pop plant.
And was planting it on her sister?
A little pot plant.
Was your two-year-old that friend who ran out of money and then needed $200?
Pounds.
200 pounds. Of course.
She's just got this thing about messing with her sister while she's asleep, and I don't really sure where she gets that from. But my oldest just wants dolly stuff, you know, for her dolls, her baby dolls,
that's
clothes
cool.
and stuff.
Does she have those baby dolls who, if you touch their hand, they start screaming and you have to move them aside?
No, she's not. She's just got bog standard. They're plastic and they don't do anything, and
that's good.
And she loves them. Yeah.
Less creepy than the ones that talk.
Yeah.
So
when you stand on them, it's like you don't get too freaked out. The shit.
So if any of our listeners want to get some Christmas gifts, head on over to nerdcoremeow.com, click the Amazon shop banner, and buy your son or daughter an iPad or whatever.
Or a Talking Dora the Explorer.
Talking Dora the Explorer backpack. It's all on there. So if you go buy some stuff, we'll get a little kickback, and that's very powerful. Very powerful for the Christmas season.
I tell you what you should be doing. I don't know if you have this over there, but there's a kids program called Octonauts. Do you know that?
No, it sounds great. Is it about robots?
No, it's about these. They're like they're like animals. Well, they are animals. There's like a polar bear, a cat, a dog, and I don't know, a rabbit, and they're all weird colours, and they live under the sea in a octopod, and they help all the sea creatures under the sea. They solve puzzles, and they administer first aid and stuff like that. But the toys over here are selling so quickly because it's so popular that people are importing them from America. And something that would cost £4.99 here, people are paying £25 for to import from America. So if you're smart, and it's a bit too late because it's just before Christmas, but you set up your business selling those, and you'll make a fortune this Christmas from us Brits.
Yeah, powerful. Powerful business plan. Somebody do it. I don't know who.
Get your stock through our Amazon
link. Savvy. Yeah.
Just go through our Amazon link. So, Strawberry, what are you doing for Christmas?
Family's coming over. I'm actually back home at my parents' house for a few weeks. There's going to be the grandparents are coming over. It's going to be a good time. We're going to eat a bunch of food. And, I don't know. Probably enjoy some presents. Probably enjoy some presents. You know, the classic, just classic Christmas, I think.
It always reminds me of back in the day when you and I used to make YouTube videos of what we got for Christmas and post them on YouTube every Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, we should do that again.
Yes. Hell yes. Nerdcore Meow.
Yeah. Nerdcore Meow.
Nerdcore Meow. Casual Vest Guy is coming back.
Coming back with a vengeance.
What are you doing, Chadley?
What am I doing? I'm gonna spend Christmas Eve with my girlfriend's family, and then I'm gonna spend.
Do they like you? Do they like you, the family?
They like me more than their kids.
Really? They like you more than their daughter.
Both of them. They have two daughters, and they like me better than both of them. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, they like me. I think I'm pretty dope. I got her dad beer for Christmas. He'll enjoy that.
Oh, nice. How could you go wrong with that?
There's no way to go wrong. But yeah, and then on Christmas, I'm gonna spend it with my family, which will be nice. We're gonna have a real small Christmas, and then like we got small gifts this year, and then the rest we're gonna use for Boxing Day shopping, like the rest of the money that would have been used.
Yes, powerful,
unexpensive, which isn't a thing in the States, is it? Do we have to explain what Boxing Day is?
Yep, sure
it's
do.
Black Friday, except it happens after Christmas, so everybody has a shitload of money and a bunch of stuff that they just got. And guess what? Then you get to go out and you get to buy more stuff. It's phenomenal. I think my brother and I are gonna invest in a Wii U this Boxing Day.
Ooh,
or he might invest in a Wii U, and I might invest in a 3DS, depending on the moolah. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do for Christmas. I asked for Fallout 3 for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, what?
I thought you didn't like that game.
Well, I didn't give it a chance.
What did everyone ask for Christmas? I know, well, obviously you, Tedley, but what about you, Strawberry?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I asked for Halo 4. Halo 4.
That's a good.
And that's pretty much it.
Beaker, what could you possibly want for Christmas besides ruining the lives of children all over America?
You know, I don't want anything for Christmas.
That's kind of how I feel too. I don't really need anything, but besides money, I'll take money.
We're all gonna post up our Christmas videos on Christmas, and Beaker's gonna look at it, and then the narrator will be like, "Maybe Christmas doesn't come from the store." And Beaker's heart grew 3 sizes that day.
No. No, it'll be more like DuckTales. When the hell is that sound?
Powerful DuckTales.
So yep. I think it's my turn to play some Christmas music. I'm gonna play probably my favorite Christmas song ever made. It's by John Bon Jovi. It's called R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
R2, where are you? Oh, there you are. Well, if you come over here, you'll find a wonderful surprise. You'll have to plug into the central computer to hear what it is. That's right. No, it's not a phase detector. It's your Christmas present. The Quaker Converter isn't complete yet. It isn't finished. Lock in your circuits again quickly.
I'm
Artu, Merry Christmas.
All right, that was John Bon Jovi with R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. I can't make that shit up. That's a real song by John Bon Jovi from the Star Wars Christmas special. Speaking of the Star Wars Christmas special, anybody ever seen it? Anybody?
Yes.
Yes? You seen the whole thing?
Yes, I have.
I did watch the whole thing more than once, actually.
Wow. I have a bet with a friend of mine to see who can get the farthest into it every year. My record this year is 17 minutes.
Nice.
That's as far.
I got to one of the points where the Wookiees were looking at the Christmas card and it started dancing, and I'm like, nah, I'm done.
Yep. I got past that. That was mad silly. At that point, you're like, you know what? This is going to have so little to do with Star Wars that I don't think I could do. They did the Nutcracker, didn't they? What's the point?
Yeah, it was the Nutcracker.
Anyway, at this point, I think we want to focus more on our guest this week, which is Will from the Unheard Nerd. Once again, I say welcome to Nerdcore Meow.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah. Anytime, bro. You're a fantastic co-host. You'll talk to us about Columbine.
Was that on the show? Did that go on the show? Or is that in the middle? Is that
it'll probably get cut out, but...
yeah, it's gonna get cut out.
No, but, I think that talk was too intense for a Christmas episode. We want to just ask you a few questions, you know, just basically about your website, which is theunheardnerd.com. If you've never been to it, it is a fantastic news outlet for nerd news. How do you run the site? Like, how do you choose which news stories to run each day?
It's kind of pretty much down to what I see on Twitter and what I don't. If I see it on Twitter, I'll write about it. If I don't, then I don't. And there's not really any logic to it at all. I mean, obviously, Chadley, that I have other people writing for the site, so a lot of it is down to them as well. So Stiborge is on board, your boy. He does the indie gaming about once every 2 months.
Powerful forest.
And my mate John, does mate come across what I've had this thing with people in America before when I've said mate and they think it's my boyfriend. My friend John, who I've known for a long time, about 20 years, he writes all the TV and film stuff, so he just adds stuff now as and when he wants to, which is pretty much everything that comes out. He's really into it. But I don't know, I mean, I look around on Twitter, see what's on the feed, have a little look on nerdcorenow.com, and just put up whatever takes my interest, really. Not much by MC Chris, because I think he's a bit of a prick.
Yeah, he is.
Whoa, the powerful MC Chris.
Right, currently, as we're speaking, he's in a Twitter feud with someone named AtFart. So that can put something put it in perspective for y'all.
But also, at the time of speaking, he's trending, I think, number two on the website. So I don't put much about him. I literally put about two sentences about his latest EP. And everyone loves him, and there he is, trending.
Yeah.
But, he's gonna send you emails like, "Hey man, this is MC Chris. Thanks for putting me up on your website." But and then he'll give you a list of complaints that he has about you as a person.
Yeah. I'm surprised. I went and saw him live once, and I'm surprised he didn't kick me out. It's probably because I wasn't paying much attention.
He probably like grabbed his mic and he's like, "Who's the unheard nerd on Twitter? Who's the unheard nerd?"
Security. I saw him. It was a really shitty pub, really shitty pub, and I don't think there was any security. But he was still a dick. He was a dick on stage. He was just rude to people that had come to see him play, and I just didn't appreciate
this
it.
Year,
and then I heard all the stories, and I just
this year at Nerdapalooza, he bought pizza for everybody at the venue just to apologize for being such a prick all the time.
Yeah, in the aftermath of being a dick, I mean, yeah, too late, Chris. I mean, pizza's not good. Well, actually, pizza might cover up a good many sins.
I don't know anybody.
Anyway, yes, my MC Chris friend. You don't know anybody.
Yeah,
I don't know anybody who would cry on YouTube to get pity after being a dick, except for MC Chris. Also,
powerful MC Chris.
Also, he's not powerful tears.
It just came across so fucking lame. I lost a whole ton of respect for him. You know, if you go have people kicked out your show, stand by it. If you're going to fucking be a twat about it afterwards on YouTube and cry and then take the video down and people see you for it.
No, notice Beaker being very quiet throughout this because he is Chris's number one fan.
I think you guys are jerks. Chris for life. Just leave Chris alone.
And that's Chris is like over at Beaker's house right now.
I bet we're all blacklisted.
He's right, he got our names, and he's just going to start yelling them out at every show and be like, are these people here? Oh, man.
I don't know. That's MC Chris. But everybody else I've met and written about have been really cool on the website. You know, I've made some good e-friends and met some really nice people in person as well.
I met
MC Lars, can't speak more highly of him.
Yeah,
we love MC
Lars.
Yeah,
I met MC Lars down in Orlando, and he's got to be the nicest person in the entire world.
Like, just so open, so generous, so just willing to engage, and he doesn't shun you away in any way. It's like, you know, I sat down with him and interviewed him in a pub when he was over here, and afterwards, he's the next person we was going to interview him turned up. And I was like, right, okay, well, I'll see you later. And he was like, no, hang around, just stay around and hang out. I didn't, because I needed to go and get food. But then I met him at the show afterwards, and it was, you know, high five, and here, have a t-shirt, have this, have that, give this away on your website. Just a really, really cool dude. Really liked him.
Yeah. When I was in Orlando, he was like, when I was talking to him, people would come up to him and be like, can you sign this? And he'd be like, yeah, yeah. Do you know Chadley? I love this guy. Do you know this guy? I love this guy.
Yeah, he's just cool. And ever since, he's tweeted me and gone, yeah, if you ever need anything or you want anything got out there, just let me know. And yeah, I don't want to abuse that sort of offer, but it's really nice.
I would for you, but
it's really nice. Yeah, that he does sort of retweet and he does thank people on Twitter for posting stuff about him. So yeah, I like him a lot. I like Lars, and I'm sure he's got his faults, but yeah, haven't we all?
I have a friend back at home, and he's a big fan of MC Lars before I even met him. And then, I was like, oh, yeah, I met MC Lars over the summer. And the guy, like, flipped out and was like, holy shit, you met MC Lars? And I'm like, oh, wow. I don't realize how famous some of these people are, you know what I mean? Like,
MC Lars
I tell people that
people
I met
like
Josh Tobin.
Josh Tobin?
Josh Tobin, Rappy McRapperson.
Rapper McRapperson.
Yeah,
name drop.
Back in the day, you know, he goes Josh Tobin, and he got really famous doing that one song. And now people are like, I'll hear somebody singing that song, and I'll be like, oh, hey, yeah, I met that guy. He asked me for money.
and he does too. He's very much like a beggar.
Oh yeah, he was walking around the street asking. He told people he couldn't afford his hotel.
Which was probably true.
It was a spectacle. He lives in a Hawaiian colony.
Yeah, he's building his own house in the mountains now, which is my favorite part about it.
I how do you live so absurdly?
I don't know. So what were we talking about? I don't know. You screwed everything up, Chadley.
I knew that. We were talking about the unheardnerd.com, his backlash from MC Chris, which went to talking about how nice MC Lars is, which via me went over talking about how nice Rappy McRapperson is.
See who else is nice.
So nice.
See who else is nice. Everybody else I've met this year has been nice. And I've met a few people I didn't expect to meet this year. Mad Hatter, he was nice. MC Rection.
Mad Hatter.
MC Rection was nice.
MC Rection's sweet. We need to get him on the show.
I like that. Super MC Rection.
Super Powerless, he was nice.
So British.
Yeah, Super Powerless.
Yeah, quite British, but with a northern accent.
So British.
Which sort of takes him down a little knot.
he's not as good as you, but, you know, he's good.
B-type.
B-type, also very B-type. British.
Powerful, very powerful B-type.
So Milk Plus is my nerdcore buddy.
Milk Plus. Yeah, we love Milk Plus.
Since we hang out a lot now, because we live we found out we live really close to each other.
Oh, that's pretty sweet, actually.
Do you wear tennis shoes? Does he wear tennis shoes?
I think sometimes, yeah.
I heard through the grapevine that he wears tennis shoes. I just wanted to know if it was real.
I think so, yeah. I've never really paid that much attention to what he's wearing on his feet, I'll be honest.
Yeah, no, he's a cool guy. He's nice, but he's yeah, he's very much a family man as well. He's got a little girl who was born in the same hospital as my youngest kid. He actually had the thousandth. How the fuck do you say it?
Thousandth.
It's hard. His baby was the 1,000th baby born in the birthing unit in that hospital, and he was in the papers about it. And the weird thing is, I'd read about it in the newspaper before I knew he was Milk Plus. so
oh, that was you?
In the
oh, man.
So that was really... I met Ghetto Sox. He was... yeah, Ghetto Sox was awesomely cool and really, really, really shy. And a lot whiter than I imagined he was going to be as well.
Powerful.
It's, that's what they call him, white, little white Ghetto Sox. You know, white Ghetto Sox. That's what they call him.
I don't know why.
They should call him Milk Sox.
I thought he was mixed race for some reason, and he's not at all. He's, yeah. But really, really cool, really humble. Really liked him.
Well, he puts on a lot of those Instagram filters, so he looks browner.
Yeah, he takes a lot of pictures of food, so it's very apt that we met over breakfast.
All right, so I play a song?
Well, I would if you can play it. Pretty sure I tweeted it to you. It's like, I know, a very ho-ho-ho.
All right, let's throw it on the SoundCloud record player.
Hear the Dawn, very British.
Well, indeed, yeah, he lives very close to me as well. He's just across the river.
Huh. Are you friends with him?
No. I go to where he lives quite a lot, but no, I'm not friends with him other than... What the fuck is that?
Sorry, it's me.
You know how Wham's Last Christmas is like the best Christmas song ever? Well, it ain't no more. I wanna wish a Merry Christmas to my people, to my family, and to my friends. It's a gorilla on my website, and on Facebook, and on YouTube. At the end, a very Merry Christmas to my mother, to my father, to their respective. Cheers. Cheers. For those of us on the mortal plane, tis the time to be jolly again. I swear what they write in the papers like lead balloons, they cannot deflate us. It's going down in my town. I've pulled a cracker, plus I got a paper crown. Cause we all kings in this piece. There's enough money, we can all get a piece. Like 1914 in the trenches, we don't want war, we want peace. Capiche? Alright then, yeah. Gods, we don't fight them. All their mothers, all their sisters. I just wanna wish a Merry Christmas to my people. To my family and to my friends in Circle Real Life on my website and on Gmail and on Twitter and the end. A very Merry Christmas to my mother, to my father, to their respective new partners. And I wish for everybody to have a good time, to have a very merry ho ho ho. So European and it's way out of sight. Damn, I might go skiing, just don't eat the yellow snow. Why? Ask Frank Zappa. It's cold, so I'm wearing a scarf, and my nose red like snow. Damn, man, I'm so fucking festive. Ho, 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 that's my prime directive. I'm here to spread that shit. That's right. So, baby, have no fear. It's time to celebrate, cause we have done so much this year. I'm on a screaming shit. Me and C got married, and I finally got my album out. Put my life into my songs and loads of awesome videos. And we went on honeymoon, put that in a video. Fuck, I hear the sound of angels all around. And everybody gonna have a good time. So on the feast of Stephen, let's have a fine time. On the opposite screech, on the Moulin Rouge, getting better with age like fine wine. Better, in fact. I just wanna wish a Merry Christmas to my people, to my family, and to my friends in Circle Real Life on my website, and on Xbox, and at the post office, and at the end. A very Merry Christmas to my mother, to my father, to their respective new partners. And
Hey guys, welcome back to the New Cornmeal Podcast. This is Strawberry speaking, and we also have Chadley J. Fox, Beaker DeLamped Mufasa, and also our special guest, Will, from The Unheard Nerd.
Ayo!
Ayo! So we're going to hop right into some segments. I think we're going to start off with Shizhead of the Week. Chadley?
Alright, we're going to do... Wait, what did you say?
No, go ahead.
We're going to be doing the shithead segment, Christmas shithead, where we go around, we talk about somebody that has been a shithead this holiday season, and I'm going to start off, and my shithead has been my parents' dog. This motherfucker, I shit you not, he cries to go outside at like 2 in the morning, like without fail, every fucking morning, 2 in the morning, and so I get up, I fucking go, and I let him out, and I'm all pissed off, but you know, I got to let him out because he goes to take a piss. I watch what he does. He goes outside to eat the fucking snow.
Yeah? Is that a problem?
This is what he does, and it fucking pisses me off, because he wakes me up. Yeah, that's a problem. If he's just going to go outside to eat the snow, he might as well just fucking stay in so he can take a shit or take a piss.
Does he look you in the eyes when he's taking a shit, or what's the problem?
So, dog, you're a shithead.
So, Beaker, who's your shithead?
My Christmas shizhead is everyone's mom. Okay. Everybody's mom. And to make this not offensive, you know, let's make it relatable. I'm going to talk about my mom and my grandma and everybody else who thinks that matter can exist in two places at once. It's Christmas. And I know that when you were young and newly married and maybe you had kids, there was... It's always the struggle of whose grandma's house you were going to stay at for Christmas, and you usually ended up hauling all your shit and all your people from one place to the other and staying at both for 2 or 3 days out of the week that you're there to celebrate the holidays with your family, because needy, over-dependent mom or grandma is so fucking insistent that you stay at her house, and if you don't, they cry and shit. And now every single mother and grandmother I know does this to their loved ones during the holidays. Fucking stop it. You're shitheads. You know that it's nothing but a hassle. And if people want to get a hotel room and not put up with your bullshit and only come over to eat and trade presents, then by God, you should embrace that, because then they won't sit there and resent you the entire holiday. Who's your shizhead, Strawberry?
I'm going to have to go with Santa on this one, just because he's a creepy fat guy who creeps around our houses at night. I don't feel like that's okay. I don't care if he's bringing gifts to make it okay. I don't believe that Santa is a good person. So shiz head of the week.
He's a burglar.
Basically, he's a cat burglar, a fat one.
Who's your shiz head? Your holiday shiz head?
My shiz head, and it's only recent, so I guess it counts as holiday, but it's the motherfucker who keeps letting his dog shit behind my car every fucking day, so that when my kids go out there, they just run into it. When I go out there, I step in it. When I reverse my car, I run over it. And if I actually find him, I will get him like a dog, face first, in the shit, and he literally will be a shithead. So that's my shithead of the week.
Powerful
threats from the Unheard Nerd.
You heard it here, shitting dog. Come on the show, defend your shit.
Stop it with the shit, bitch.
So we're gonna go on over to Holiday Cocky Sniff. It works the exact opposite. You shout out somebody who this holiday you think has been a fantastic human being. Beaker, why don't you start off?
I'm gonna shout out that jewelry store owner guy, wherever he was from. I heard this is one of those like tidbit news items, but a store owner told the Salvation Army bell ringing guy that he couldn't hang out in front of the store, and when he refused to leave, he called the cops and said the dude was trespassing and kicked him out of there. Now, I'm not against giving, and I'm not against the Salvation Army, but it's 2000 motherfucking 12. Take that loud-ass analog bell and quit ringing it in my fucking face. I know exactly what you're there for. I know what you need. All you really need is that red bucket and someone to guard it so some hoodlum doesn't run off with it. Yet, get like a little chirping device. Make something that sounds like a cell phone. Going off with a text message. At least then people will look up and notice you standing there. But quit with the goddamn bell. Seriously. I hate that fucking bell.
And if you're going into a jewelry store, you don't have change on you. You're going plastic on that.
Yeah, that's also a good point. You know, be more selective. Go hang out in front of Walmart. Ring your bell in Walmart.
Yeah, because all the Walmart people are miserable anyway, so they don't get more miserable.
Walmart. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. use your opportunity for charity as an opportunity to also punish other people.
Yes.
Be selective.
All right, Strawberry, who's yours?
My cocky sniff of the week goes to all news stations who haven't been covering any mass shootings 24/7 for the last 4 days straight. Unfortunately, that's so, none of them, so I guess nobody gets a cocky sniff this week.
Merry Christmas, motherfuckers. Will, who is your cocky sniff?
Well, my cocky sniff goes out to our number one fan jointly, and it's MC Jeffrey Hunter.
Yes, I love that dude.
MC Jeffrey Hunter.
I got a lot of love for the man. He compared Michael Kill's last album to Dr. Dre's, the 2001. And, it makes perfect
powerful
sense.
Powerful
Hunter.
And he does engage in some awesome debates with
Those are amazing.
Whoa! I come back to it a day later. They're still going.
I don't understand why people even talk to Bazooka Joe anymore. It's like
Bazooka Joe made like some tweet that was like, I don't care if people call me the N word, and I just tweeted at him, that's racist. And he's like, but you're too sensitive. And I just said, stop being racist.
he misses the point almost every time. I don't dislike Bazooka Joe. I quite like him as a person, but once he gets onto a subject, it just gets twisted. I don't know, but MC Jeff Hunter, who I can't wait for his debut release.
It's gonna be good.
Merry Christmas, man.
He's making a lot of hype for his name before even coming out with anything. That's a good strategy.
Get him on the show.
We should probably also thank Lamp God real quick. Lamp God. You know, he's the reason for the season.
Thank you, Lamp God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lamp God.
Thank you, Lamp God, for birthing your grandson.
Power in Bethlehem. Lamp God.
All right, so my hockey sniff this week goes out to someone that I care deeply about, and Strawberry obviously does not. My cocky sniff goes out to Santa Claus. Good for you, man. You go around the entire world one night, giving Christmas to the kids. You don't fuck shit up at all. Like, you go in. The only thing you do is you gank a few cookies.
Those are my cookies, some... by the way. I also have a problem with that. You think we just got unlimited this cookies around here? Come on, Santa. How many can you really eat?
Also, I've never once, when I was a kid, I never once left a carrot for the reindeer because I don't give a fuck.
Well, that's inconsiderate.
That is.
All right, so now we're gonna jump into our next segment, the weekly achievement, the holiday edition. I don't know what's gonna be.
Hey-o.
Unless you've been playing Christmas games, or I've been doing what I've been doing and taking advantage of Christmas deals like a motherfucker.
Oh yeah.
So, why don't we
start with Beaker?
So I played XCOM Enemy Unknown the other day.
And X-Blades.
And I pretty much haven't stopped for like 9 days.
I might play that game.
It's retarded fun. It's absolutely fun. I've been playing through it on hard this time. It's one of those things where I've got it going in the background while I'm doing work and stuff during the week. And I've been, I logged 100 hours last week or over a week's worth of time playing this fucking game.
Cool.
Yeah, it's super fun. Squad-based tactical strategy. Yeah, I don't know what to say. It's fun. It's fun.
Cool. It's fun. It's fun. Chadley, what have you been playing?
It's fun, god damn it. Merry Christmas. It's fun.
I've been on a video game, like a classic video game kick, and I've been playing two games a lot this week. Number one that I've been playing a lot is I took advantage of this deal on Xbox Live. They had Contra on for 50% off, and it was like a one day only thing. And I was like, fuck yeah, I want Contra. So I've been playing a lot of Contra. That game is hard as balls.
Yeah, it is.
But it's not as hard as the next game I've been playing. And I've been playing this a lot more. I'm balls deep into Castlevania 3, Dracula's Curse right now. And holy fuck, man. Like, fuck you, Konami. Why you gotta make this game so hard? One thing I really like about that game is the ability to use different characters other than, you know, the whip guy. Alucard, I find, is very, very handy if there's any enemies you just don't feel like fighting. You just turn into a bat and you just fucking go right past it to the boss. So, powerful. Powerful Castlevania 3. All right, Will, what you been rocking your cock out on?
Well, this is going to fall flat on its face. I know it is, but I don't really play games very much because I've got kids, because I work full time, because I study at college in the evenings. But the only game I do play is on my iPad, and it's FIFA 2012.
Oh, FIFA on the iPad.
I'm not even surprised. You're British.
Yeah, so I love football. I support a shitty team called Gillingham, who is surprisingly doing quite well this season. I have a season ticket, so I go there on the weekends as well. And I've taken Gillingham from the low of the low on FIFA to winning the Premier League this week. So that's my achievement.
Powerful.
I saw a football game in Greenock, Scotland one time.
And that was where?
Greenock, Scotland.
I don't know where that is, but go on.
No, that was it. I just wanted to fit in on the football talk.
Who was playing? Do you know who was playing?
Couldn't tell you. Couldn't tell you. My dad took me.
Good talking.
Cool.
Good soccer talk. Or football talk.
Yeah, you guys don't follow football, soccer at all? There's nothing over there?
No. The only thing that we pay attention to is when in South Africa they have those loud horns.
Oh, the Vuvuzela.
Yeah.
I think we have a team in Vancouver or something, but I don't really know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've had a team in Vancouver for a long time.
Yeah.
But Canada,
I don't even
all
really
about
know
the
if
NHL.
There is a team. I don't even know if there actually is.
Do you guys ever play football on or FIFA or video games? Do you ever play that?
They're fun. I like those FIFA games. My favorite thing is when you fuck up. And then the narrator or whoever, the announcer, is like, the ref is putting his hand in the pocket. Oh, and it is indeed the red card.
Yeah, and you know, those commentators are twats. They get the worst people possible.
The only soccer game I've ever played was Lego Soccer, and that's a pretty fun game.
Dude, yeah, on the PC.
Well, the reason I asked is that my former best friend...
Former.
I say former because he's emigrated to Australia, so I don't see him so much these days.
And he's an asshole now.
That's what happens when you go to Australia.
But we spent an entire summer playing NHL hockey years ago. And we just played as the same two teams every day, for an entire summer break. Winnipeg.
Yeah, Winnipeg Jets, powerful.
And Davenport.
Winnipeg Jets. Powerful Jets. Oh, wait, what's
yeah, I was Davenport. Davenport.
I don't even know where the fuck that is.
Okay, should I just start talking about what I was playing?
I want to hear.
Okay, so I've been playing the old Bioshock 2, because I just found a copy in my house. I don't know if it's mine, but it was in my house, so I'm like, well, I'll play this. So I was playing it yesterday, and my dad comes in, and he's like, are you stable enough to be playing these kinds of games? I'm like, oh yeah, this is just a game about photography, because you take pictures of the things. He said, then he's like, well, why are you holding a big gun? I'm like, oh no, it just shoots nails. It's okay. And I promise I won't shoot up a school.
What? Didn't happen.
Okay, I think.
Colby, this is a happy podcast. Merry Christmas,
motherfuckers. Yeah, is that it, or do we have some more stuff to do?
No, I think that's about it. I think we're going to leave these people to go and enjoy their holidays. We're sorry that we ruined 50 to 70 minutes of your life with this podcast. I'm just kidding. This was the greatest podcast we've ever done. Check us out at nerdcoremeow.com. Check out Will at theunheardnerd.com. You can always as well go through, if you want to buy some Christmas gifts, pretty late now to order on Amazon, but go through the Amazon banner through Nerdcore Meow, get some late gifts. And, enjoy your holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. That's for you, Clop and Pop. That's Merry Kwanzaa.
So, we're gonna play out with some classic DMX. This is DMX singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I hope you all enjoy that.
Merry Christmas!
Oh my God!
So I printed the lyrics of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and
I know the lyrics.
Would you do us the honors of spitting Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Come on! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, boom! And if you ever saw him, you would even say it close. Come on, come on! All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, come on! Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you ride my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeers loved him, and they shouted out weekly, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go down to history forever. You go down to history forever. You go down to history. What?
That is going to be
Rudolph.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Did I get the names right for the radio?
TheUnheardNerd.com.
Game over.